Def Leppard here on the Night Shift Friday morning with Luke Boner and Miss Jess. G'day, John.
G'day. How's it going,
yeah,
Luke?
Good,
how are
John,
you?
I'm very well, John. We love Fridays.
I love them too. I actually call them Fri-yay.
Yeah, Fri-yay for sure. What are you going to do this weekend? I've got to ask you, John, first of all, where do you live?
I live in Melbourne, Victoria.
And how are you enjoying your new freedom?
Actually, I don't like it because everyone's just going too crazy.
That's what we thought. We were watching the pictures on the television news services the other morning, me and the Minister for War and Finance, and everyone was hugging and kissing and celebrating restaurants and bars being opened and supermarkets and Kmart. And Nikki turned to me and she said, none of these people are wearing masks. They've got masks, but they're down around their necks. And everyone's hugging and kissing. Isn't this a worry?
Yeah, it is too, because I got a feeling myself that we are going to go back into lockdown.
You reckon there'll be a third wave, do you?
Oh, yes. Yes, so the way everyone's going, you know. You can't even go to parks. You go to a park, it's super packed. You're like, really? Wow. You know, and then you go to a shop. You've got to keep away from the shopping centres this weekend especially. This weekend, guaranteed, shopping centres, you've got no hope.
I had to go downstairs to Coles last night, and on the way up on the escalators, it was packed. And I waited until the people in front of me had gone up about 5 feet, 10 feet. I then step on the escalator, and I can't walk past people, so I'm standing there. It's not a long escalator. And a woman got on behind me, on the very step right behind me. Like, I've waited for the people in front of me to go 1.5, 2 metres, and she's right up my clacker.
Yeah, that's the thing. People have got no consideration, especially one thing that annoys me is those Uber Eat people.
Tell me about it. What's happened? Tell me, what's your experience?
When I wait at a restaurant, to pick up my food, when I make a takeaway to pick up, they just jump in front of me. And I go, hang on a minute. I'm going in next in line. And the guy turns around to me and shows me the phone. He goes, I'm Uber Eats. So I showed him my phone and said, yeah, I'm Uber Eats too. And he stepped back and I said, go to the back of the line.
Are you an Uber Eats delivery person?
No. I use that for an excuse.
Okay.
Just to tell him to bugger off. I didn't want to be rude or anything. I just told him, I'm Uber Eats too. Get to the back of the line.
So you're in Melbourne and do your friends agree that you're concerned about a third wave? Are we going a bit overboard?
I think some of them are like a bit iffy about it. But for me, I know for sure we are going to go through a third wave. Is going to keep happening.
No. Anyway, you rang to talk about haunted houses. Would you buy one if the agent told you it was haunted?
This is what probably would get you. Me and my wife, we're actually amateur paranormal investigators.
You're not.
Yes, we are.
Are you Ghostbusters?
Of course we are.
Really?
Yes. We've been to a lot of places, and the only thing that annoyed us was with this coronavirus, what happened, we can't go anywhere. So what we do now for Halloween, the place I live in, we've got an old barn that lives in the back of the house. So we've just, probably this weekend, we'll set up the equipment because I don't know about with Halloween, what people think what Halloween really means. That's when the thinnest line of the spirits can come through.
Wow. Really?
Yep. It's none of this trick-or-treating and all that. Yeah.
Wow. So... hang on.
That's when...
So, Halloween is when there is a thin line between
the spirit world
and our world. Is it? Is that true?
So, yes, it is.
So during Halloween, is that when we open windows? Is it?
No, you can open windows in that.
No, the window between this dimension and the other dimension.
Yes. Yeah, and it just depends on.
Hang on. Who you gonna call? Go on, tell me the story.
Story about I first came to Melbourne?
No, what you do.
Oh, yeah, we're paranormal. We've been everywhere. The best place we've actually been to, it's called Beechworth Asylum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out in Beechworth. That's probably one of the most active places that we've been to. Yeah, it's just pretty still full on there. We've been to that place, Monte Cristo, out in New South Wales.
Yeah.
In June.
Yeah.
We've been to Ararat Asylum, Geelong Jail. Also, we've been to Tasmania. We've done the Tasmania one in Norfolk.
Yeah.
Which was pretty good.
So, yeah. So just for my listeners, John, tell me again what you and your wife do.
We're actually amateur paranormal investigators.
And what's your message for people celebrating Halloween tomorrow?
Celebrating Halloween, yeah, just enjoy it, but don't be expecting what you expect when you go to places like this, you know.
Because why?
If you expect something, you might bring something back with you. Yeah. And always remember, if you're going to do it, make sure you're polite to the spirits. Say that, you know, that yous belong here. Mm. Yeah. In these areas. Yeah. And then you just be polite to them, because you get the worst ones are the guys that come in and start saying, yeah, oh, yeah, when they start pushing boundaries. That's when you think to yourself, no. Yeah. Like when they start pushing it, saying, oh, yeah, come on. Yeah. Just like at Beechworth Asylum and that, I think I pushed the boundaries there one day when I was with my wife, because she's German, and we're in one of the cells there. And apparently one of the cells, one of the prisoners that was in there didn't like Germans. And apparently my wife was in front of me, and all I saw was her body just get pulled down. Like something just grabbed her from behind and just pulled her down. Yeah, and she just jumped. Don't get caught alone, no, no. Ghostbusters! When it comes through your door, unless you just want some more, I think you better call Ghostbusters!
Tell me, John.
Yes?
Are you and your wife for hire? Like, can people hire you?
No, we're just amateur ones. We just go to those places and that. Because we know a few people and that, so we just go there. You know, we do investigations with them and that. Yeah, but it's good. It's good to know about the history. That's what we like about it. Because every time we go to these places, we do the history tours first. Then afterwards, we do the paranormal investigations with the actual crew there. So, yeah, it's good to know. It's good to do that sort of stuff.
Do you think Halloween is a good thing?
Yes, it is, because then you can speak to the spirit world.
Really?
Yeah, yes. It's just like I said, that's the thinnest line where you can actually get connected with them.
Have a good day and have a good Halloween tomorrow, John.
Same to you, Luke. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Nice. See ya. Bye.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. 133353 is the telephone number. Take a break, be back.